Part 9. Except ye abide. Jesus said, As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. John 15, verse 4. We know the meaning of the word except. It expresses some indispensable condition, some inevitable law. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. There is but one way for the branch to bear fruit, and there is no other possibility. It must abide in unbroken communion with the vine. Not of itself, but only of the vine does the fruit come. Christ had already said, Abide in me. In nature, the branch teaches us the lesson so clearly. It is such a wonderful privilege to be called and allowed to abide in the heavenly vine. One might have thought it needless to add these words of warning. But no, Christ knows so well what a renunciation of self it implies in this. Abide in me, oh how strong and universal the tendency would be to seek to bear fruit of our own efforts. How difficult it would be to get us to believe that actual continuous abiding in him is an absolute necessity. He insists upon the truth. Not of itself can the branch bear fruit, except it abide. It cannot bear fruit, except it abide. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. But must this be taken literally? Must I, as exclusively and manifestly and unceasingly and absolutely as the branch abides in the vine, be equally given up to find my whole life in Christ alone? I must indeed. The except ye abide is as universal as the except it abide. The no more can ye, it admits of no exceptions, of no modification. If I am to be a true branch, if I am to bear fruit, if I am to be what Christ as vine wants me to be, my whole existence must be as exclusively devoted to abiding in him as that of the natural branch is to abiding in the vine. Oh, let me learn this lesson. Abiding is to be an act of the will, an act of the whole heart. Just as there are degrees of seeking God and of serving God, not with a perfect heart or with a whole heart, so there may be degrees of abiding. In regeneration, that is when we are born again, the divine life enters us, but does not at all at once master us and fill our whole being. This comes as a matter of command and obedience. There is unspeakable dangers of our not giving ourselves with our whole heart to abide. There is unspeakable danger of our giving ourselves to work for God and to bear fruit for him, but with little of the true abiding, the wholeheartedly losing of ourselves in Christ and in his life. There is unspeakable danger of much work with, but little fruit for lack of this, one thing is needful. We must allow those words, not of itself and except it abide, to do their work of searching and of exposing and of pruning and cleaning. All that is there of the self-will and the self-confidence in our life, this will deliver us from this great evil and so prepare us for his teaching, giving the full meaning of the words, abide in me and I in you. Our blessed Lord desires to call us away from ourselves, away from our own strength to himself and his strength. Let us accept the warning and turn with great fear and self-distrust to him to do his work. Paul told us that our life is hid with Christ in God. That life is a heavenly mystery. It is hid from the wise, even among Christians, and revealed unto babes. The childlike spirit learns that life is given from heaven every day and every moment to the soul that accepts the teaching of not of itself and except it abide. The life that seeks its all in the heavenly vine. Abiding in the vine, then, comes to be nothing more and nothing less than restful surrender of the soul to let Christ have all and to work all as completely as in nature the branch knows and seeks nothing but the vine. O Heavenly Father, Lord, abide in me. Lord, I know that this is your command, this is your desire for me, to abide in you. Lord, you give me the power, you give me the strength, you give me the grace, Lord, to abide in you, to obey this command of yours in my life. O Lord, even now, Lord, I say unto you, I will abide in you.